So, my friend Jeff Jarvis, he and I are probably just about the same age, I would guess. And we're, God, I don't even know where he's from, but he should be from New York. He has the, and he lives in New Jersey and he works in the city and has forever. He has a story about his experience on 9/11. He's a character, that's for sure. An expert in journalism. I would say mercurial. However, I think a lot of people would say that about me too. I'm sure that my point of view must change, appear to have changed for people sometimes within a single sentence, because I can't reveal all my thinking. And I assume that's true of everybody, including my friend Jeff. Anyway, so what he's been doing for a long time now is publishing links to stories in the New York Times and the Washington Post, largely. I think there may be a few others in there, but MSNBC and Morning Joe. He really likes Morning. Excuse me, I put the likes in air quotes. Likes Morning Joe, and I keep, but I get frustrated watching him do this because I keep wanting to say to him, you know, the horse is out of the barn, or is it the cow's out of the barn? Look, this has already happened. This, you're looking behind us. You're not looking forward. You're going to keep doing this forever until they stop doing this, which will mean they're shutting down the businesses. This is never going to change. Washington Post, New York Times, not going to happen. But then there are opportunities outside that could fix the problem. That's one thing I would like him to focus on more. And then there are the same mistakes being made again that at this point could be avoided. And that's the one, you know, the dreams of what could be. I understand that's not his thing, okay? It's my thing. But the what's in danger right now of flipping over and becoming something that he has to write about in the past tense, I think that's something we ought to be talking about. We ought to be focused on. And so I've been steadily beating the drum about blue sky, blue sky, blue sky, because for one thing, it's becoming very popular amongst the journalists and the academics and, you know, the elites. Sorry, but that's really what they are. They're the ones who have a lot of control, a lot of say in what goes out in over the idea wire, you know. They're MSNBC, CNN, blah, 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 and whatever. That op-ed writers in the New York Times, some of them are still really good. Yeah, and blue sky. See, this is what I don't get. I don't get why we're not all on this, why I'm the only one who's speaking about this. Because, for one thing, it hurts my reputation. When I'm out there all alone, I think people just kind of look the other way, if they, to the extent that they hear any of the things that I'm saying, because they don't get a lot of retweets or comments. And I've made the comments open on these. Excuse me. But we are simply building the next network for a billionaire to own. I wanted to put that in really stark terms for you. You know, we talk about, I'm looking at a cartoon right now that has under the logo, the name Washington Post, it says, "Whatever you say, Mr. Bezos," and on the floor broken is "Democracy Dies in Darkness." And it's a cartoon of money going out, presumably to pay off politicians and the editorial people who criticize, they're also going out. And, you know, I often think that journalists are overblown, that they really believe too much in themselves and they don't see the flaws in what they're doing. But actually, there are some that really do, you know, ask the questions that need to be asked, and they're the ones that are being shown the door. And for those people, I really do, I feel it, and I feel something passing there, and it's not a good feeling. But it's going to happen on Blue Sky too. I hate to say people are lying because I, you know, golden rule and all that. I don't lie, okay? If I find out that I've been saying something that's untrue, sometimes it might hurt me to say that I said something that's untrue, but usually it doesn't. And I do say it. I mean, it hurts me to the extent that I regret it, but you know what? People make mistakes or they change their mind or whatever. But I don't really don't lie. But some people do. And I hate to say it because I could be reading it wrong, just like some people would be reading it wrong when they say that I'm lying. So I don't want to say that. But the blue sky people are hyping something, and they're not, at least not being very careful with their words and letting people mistake intentions for reality. They can say it is our intention to make blue sky decentralized, but that's not the same thing as being decentralized. I could, you know, you could say that it's your intention to be something that you could never be. And maybe that might not even be a lie, you know? But it certainly is could lead someone to believe if they didn't listen to your words very carefully. And then sometimes they say things that would be implied by the fact that they're decentralized as fact. And that's where we're getting very, very close to lying territory. They say we are billionaire proof. They have said that. Their CEO has said that. But they're simply not billionaire proof. I'd love to know what they think billionaire proof means. Because right now they could sell the whole thing and they wouldn't be giving, you know, they would be selling something worth a lot, actually. Because we, you and me, being paid nothing, are building the next network for a billionaire to own, just like Jeff Bezos. Just like Elon Musk, just like Mark Zuckerberg. And you know when those guys get pushed by the government in the United States, they're going to buckle. If the government says this person's no longer allowed to participate on social media, then you will not be participating on whatever Blue Sky becomes because there will be somebody there who has the switch that can flip it. And you think they won't do it, they will. I think they're already doing it in Turkey, because Turkey has that kind of government. They won't not do it, because then they'll get deported to El Salvador. You don't have to use very much imagination at this point, okay, to think that maybe it would be a good idea if we were decentralized, as opposed to having decentralized as an intention. So this I say back, going back to Jeff Jarvis. Well, you know, I don't want to be in a position when this happens, because I think if you listened this far, I think you know it's going to happen. I don't want to be in a position to say, well, I warned you about this and nobody listened. That's not a good outcome. That's not the outcome that I seek. The outcome that I seek is that we all squint a little bit harder and ask some more tough questions and see if we can't squeeze a little bit of decentralization out of this situation before it becomes a tragedy that we let this happen. You know, some part of the blame for the situation, if we're going to look backwards, has to be placed on us. We have to take some of that. Because we could have seen this coming, and some of us did. See this coming with Twitter. Once Twitter started acting like a government, and not a very honorable government at that, that should have sent the alarms off, especially amongst journalists. And these were issues that were very, very germane to journalists. I don't know if you go back that far, but they had a thing called the suggested users list, and they used that to reward reporters that they like and to punish reporters that they don't like. How's that different from what Jeff Bezos does? I mean, they did that. They pioneered that before the teens. They were doing that when Twitter was still very, very young. And almost everybody said, well, you know, Dave, don't you get it? This is euphoria. We all put our judgment aside. This is a bubble. We're going to enjoy this hell out of this shit because isn't this cool, you know? No, actually, it wasn't cool. We could have built something that didn't have that in it. And instead, we went down the path where in whatever year it was, Elon Musk could buy it for, I think, a very cheap price given what he got out of it. And I thought so at the time. Everybody didn't believe that Twitter had all this value. And I kept saying, my God, it just elected a president. And I said this in 2017. I warned them, I don't feel good about this. I said, this thing is undervalued. At the time, it was worth $12 billion. He bought it for $44, and it was still a fucking bargain. What he got was, you know, if he blows this, that's his problem. But he has the access to the bank account that runs Social Security. So do you think he could easily transfer $44 billion from that account into some account that nobody knows what the fuck it is? What if one day you wake up and you realize Social Security has all the money has been transferred to some meme coin? Oh, no, it's a really good investment. We've been saying this all along, says who, you know, Musk, of course. Oh, this is great. You're gonna thank us later for doing this. You think it couldn't happen? I think you need to open your eyes a little bit more wide because, yeah, of course it could happen. Of course it could happen. So, look, you know, I watch Rachel Maddow. And she's saying, look, there's a resistance building here. And it's great. They interviewed yesterday. This was, I forget which program it was, but and I forget which reporter it was, too. They sent a reporter to Hungary to cover their marches, and the interviews that they did, well, they sound like the interviews that people were doing with people in Ukraine in the mid-teens, where they were very clear-eyed about what was going on there. People don't know the history, but they had a Moscow-aligned president for a while. They were completely in the control of Putin, and then they got rid of him. I said overthrow him, but actually they just voted him out. And they had, they like I said, they have really clear eyes. And you could hear it in their voice. And they had answers to every tough question. The ones that we're still too soft to deal with. Americans need to toughen up. The sooner we do, the better. And think clearly. Well, this is an example. Okay, I'm going to tell you as a technologist and somebody that really knows his shit in this subject, that they could improve the decentral, they could add decentralization to Blue Sky. It wouldn't be fully decentralized, but it would be very decentralized in a matter of weeks. We know how to do this. It's mature technology. The only reason they wouldn't do it is because they really don't want to be decentralized. But that's not our problem. They've said publicly that they do want to be decentralized. So if you're an expert in networking, and I know some people that are, must be listening to this, or Jeff, if you trust me, which I don't see why you shouldn't, you've given me credit for creating a lot of interesting technology. Well, here I am now telling you how that works. Why don't you, you should trust me really seriously. I'm not lying to you. I'm telling you the truth. And go check it out. Let's get some other experts in here. I want you to say, put your reputation out there that Blue Sky is not decentralized. You don't have to say any more than that. Just say that. And how do you know? Because it went down this morning. It was inaccessible. There were reports all over the place. You can see it. Everybody's reporting it. So now's the time, really, to tell this story. Yeah, I'll just leave you with one more thought that's really interesting and I think very optimistic, actually. Amazon, which is surprisingly... this is, by the way, the same kind of thing Harvard should be doing, okay? And that everybody that's being harassed by the Trump administration that has a voice should just turn it back around and tell the truth on them. Stop just taking it. Give back. They're good at tarnishing people's reputation, but so is Harvard. And they don't have to lie to tarnish their reputation, Trump's reputation, because what Trump's doing is outrageous when it comes to what it's Harvard. They just need to get a channel to publicize it. And they can, trust me, they can do this, right? Amazon, and I, this has to be my last story because how long? My God, 15 minutes. Amazon announced this morning that they're going to change, they're going to, their prices are going up, okay, because of the tariffs. I don't notice that they have yet. Things still look pretty good there. And I buy things on Amazon. But they said that they're going to include in the display of the price how much is of that is going to tariffs. In other words, I think you understand what I'm saying. Isn't that great? Whew. Everybody's got to do that. Let's make sure everybody knows that this is Trump's fault, cause, 100% on him. I mean, come on. Yeah, it's like, it's not like, you know, they say the economy, the president is responsible for the economy, and it's really usually not true. But this time it is true. He fucking did this to us. Remember that when you see the numbers, and you won't have any trouble remembering it when you see Amazon. And guess who's really pissed off about this? Trump. He's not stupid. He gets it. Now, until I saw the marchers in Hungary, I thought, well, what good's it going to do us? Obviously, Trump doesn't give a shit what we think anymore, right? Right? Well, it's like he even said it. They said, you know, prices are just going to go through the roof. I couldn't care less. Literally what he said. That was one of the most ominous things I've ever heard. In the United States of America, the president doesn't give a shit about what the people think? Well, that's not the America I grew up in. So, people, here we have an opportunity to really sharpen our teeth. Blue Sky is playing the game even more dishonestly than Musk is. And here you have a chance to do something about it. Use Blue Sky and tell them this has got to be decentralized. Do it soon. Stop bullshitting and get it decentralized. And maybe we could even like make some demonstrations there, huh? How about that? All right, anyway, thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.